Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Hey, three quick things, real quick. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put your email address in. You're going to get a complete recapitulation of everything that we do in the previous 24 hours. Over 50,000 people are doing it. It's one-stop shopping and it's free. Thecommonsenseshow.com. Also, we've got a great TV show. Just check it out, Dave. I'll tell you what, the days are long when I don't get to do an entry. I love the Hiding in Plain Sight, which is a combination of Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, Art Bell, and a little science in there, psychology, sociology, and so forth, and quantum physics. And it's a whole menu of things that are kind of outside the mainstream of geopolitics that occupies everybody today. I needed a break, but I do the geopolitics there too, as well as we house a lot of our interesting shows there. Go to the commonsenseshow.tv. And again, we are embarking on the road this summer, and we could use some help to cover expenses. You can go to our Patreon account, the Common Sense Show, make a donation. Greatly appreciated. Thanks for joining us. We are brought to you by a great set of products here. And I got to tell you, I often question, would I be here? And I mean this sincerely, without these products. I totally am indebted to these products. Three pack. This is the first part. This was what brought my lungs back when I went from not being able to walk upstairs. But a week and a half, 2 weeks later, I was walking up the stairs. Now I'm doing things in the gym I haven't done in years. When the joints started to bother me, as they always do when I increase my workout activity, this NanoSoma gel, rub it on where I'm sore, especially the knees, bone on bone knee. Pluripotent stem cells get produced. Today I'm pushing sleds, doing squats, deadlifts, knee extensions. No inflammation in the knee. Legs are sore for about 72 hours because I'm working pretty hard, but I don't have any joint soreness. That's phase two of the three pack. Then erasing fine lines and wrinkles, and it's good for cuts and abrasions as well too. This is the three pack together. This is an awesome package, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Nothing wrong with a little vanity. We are going to talk about my training in sports psychology. So I was working on my PhD. As a sidebar, I kind of went to the right-hand turn and did a little sports psychology training because I was a coach. I'd been an athlete. I understood some of these principles. And then I also took courses and got a PhD in hypnosis. Really, it was called guided imagery. It was for blocking pain for people that couldn't have anesthetic. And it was also for athletes to increase performance with guided imagery. And so I've got a pretty good background in this stuff. And I have to tell you, what DARPA has produced is scaring the living HE double hockey sticks out of me. It is scary what they can do. It is now possible to implant thoughts and you think they're your own. Now, let's back up to my training. For decades, I learned and I taught. I taught the following. Can someone help you get into a state of hypnosis? Because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And can you be told, go rob your local convenience store and give the money to me and forget you did it? Can you do that? The answer then was no. Because you have something called perceptual defense. If you're not inclined to do that, it's strongly against your moral code. You don't steal, you don't harm people, you can't be coerced into doing it. Then there was an edge in that statement and a little bit of a breakthrough. They said, well, if you can change the perception that you or someone you love is in extreme danger, you might be able to be provoked to violence. But that's a special art form, and it's not common. And and I said, you don't worry about that because maybe the CIA can do this. But okay, that was the first crack, and that was in the 90s. And I was thinking, well, gee, what about these programs out there with initials like MK, right? Okay. But I didn't really go very far with that. I applied these principles to people that I worked with. I'll give you an example. We'll get into the systematic relaxation part, get you into low beta activity and where you're more open to suggestion. And I would get you to talk to yourself with athletic performance, but in the third person. So if the person's name was Sam, you'd say, Hey, Sam, you got this. You've made this shot a million times before. You're going to do it again because that's how you're programmed. When you speak to yourself in the third person, you become your coach. You use a different part of the brain. It's an empowerment linked to dopamine, feeling good neurotransmitter part of the brain. And as opposed to a first person, I hope I can do this. I'm going to do this. And that puts you in the condemnation part of the brain. Yeah. Reticular activation formation, and you get directly into the amygdala and conscious awareness and emotional judgment. You want to stay away from that. So I used to teach athletes, speak to yourself in the third person as if you're the coach talking to you, and you can take those coaching techniques. And I used to teach my players how to do this. I'd teach them shooting skills, and then I'd say, I'm going to help you develop a voice where you're your own coach. And I would teach them how to do this. And then I would hope that this would generalize to other areas of their play. And it's true in learning any kind of skill. You can apply, it's not just like in terms of learning how to shoot a basketball. You can teach this across the board for any skill acquisition that you want to get into. And then people in athletics, they talk about, I'm in the zone and I can't do anything wrong. Yeah, because you're into that automatic programming from what we call the reticular activation formation, which controls the unconscious mind, and the straight line system is conscious. Straight line's critical. Reticular activation is prone to suggestion as long as it's in line with your moral code. Okay, so you've got your 101 lesson on guided imagery and a little bit about how the unconscious mind works. Now, why am I concerned about what certain agencies or groups could do to people? For you to do something against your will, maybe become really violent against a group of people or a person, and then be made to forget you can do it, which isn't hard to do. Hypnotic amnesia can be learned if you're a practitioner. That is not difficult to do. The first part is difficult to do. You have to bypass the guarding mechanisms called perceptual defense that'll keep you from acting against your will. But now they have learned how to do it electronically by targeting on a frequency basis vocal imprints at a certain frequency that bypasses the guardian of the system. And I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. At some point in time, I'm going to do a video for practitioners, and I'll be talking about the amygdala and the hippocampus and all these other things I'll bring in and explain it in more detail. But for the average layperson that thinks that if you look at the word amygdala, you think it's a woman called Amy G. Dalla. No, it's a part of the brain largely responsible for emotional regulation. And then you have the prefrontal cortex, which is for planning. And you can bypass the guardian for that. We'll get into all that stuff in a technical video, but here I want to keep it very general. The guarding mechanisms of perceptual defense to keep you from acting against your will can now be bypassed electronically. And there are people now that are pointing to this out there, and some of them are on social media, and they're talking about how this is done. Here are the patents for how you do it. And exposing the patents is really the way to go to really understand what the science is capable of. To get a patent, you have to prove efficacy in what you're doing. In other words, it works. Well, this is what when Nick Begich was investigating Project HARP, HARP, and in his famous book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, what Nick put in there was, here are the patents. So if we combine these patents, here's what they say they can do to you. This was the first step in this methodology. Now, to step aside to the flip side of the same coin, you've heard me interview Dr. Sherry Edwards, good friend of mine, had her on the show for years and years. Thanks to Sarah Westall's introduction, Sherry and I have become really good friends. And she does work where she can ascertain truth, health situations, intentionalities, personality traits based on voice frequency. And she's proven it to me in my own life in terms of telling me, these are two things you had as a kid, Dave, right? And I bet you don't have them anymore. How'd you know that? I haven't talked about that in decades. And so I've had personal anecdotal experience with Sherry's work. And the big boys are always trying to buy her out and take over the technology, and she's giving it away for free, so no one knows. But here's to the point. She does the flip side of what I just described on bypassing perceptual defense. She can pick up on the process and talk about intentionality. If someone is really serving their own purpose, or using social psychology terms, is the person involved in groupthink, where they're just going along because it's the crowd? She can detect that too. And we have talked about groupthink mentality. And now we can see this stimulated electrically from the patents that are being released. And like I said, I'm going to do a technical video on this and talk about all the brain parts and have the patent numbers and all that good stuff out there. But right now, I just wanted to do a layman's. People say, Dave, you mean that they can do something like Invasion of the Body Snatchers? And the answer is yes, they can. Remember that movie? Two versions, 1950s, and I want to say the 90s with Donald Sutherland, and you would have these spores that came from space, and while you slept at night, interesting at night, right? When you don't have the straight line system protection of the brain from conscious awareness, and you can get directly into the RAS or the dream state and the sleep cycle. The RAS is the reticular activating system and all the brain parts associated with that. It's the same concept. I don't know if the Invasion of the Body Snatchers producers and writers understood brain physiology the way I'm explaining it. I suspect they didn't, because this goes back to the 50s. In the 90s, there was work on this. But I don't think the original, no. But the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, only the Invasion of the Body Snatchers are not alien spores. They're electronic frequencies with messages. Now, this is the stuff when you used to hear people talk about this. This was tin foil hat material. But let me take you back to the work of Nick Begich. In 1997, he was asked to give a presentation to the European Union, and he did what was called voice-to-skull technology. He would not say a word, and he would project a message in the same fashion I'm talking about here into the legislative body of the European Union. He put it into their brains, and they could hear it. They actually passed legislation to prohibit this from being done. But how do you know? Now, you may have heard the term fifth generation warfare. I talked about some of these concepts when Sarah Westall hosted a virtual conference on fifth generation warfare. I did some of this. In fact, let me go back to the very first known experiment. Are you ready? This is interesting. A physiologist named Jose Delgado, working out of Barcelona, Spain. Brilliant man, brilliant. I mean, I won't say he was on a level with Tesla, but he's in that neighborhood. He was that brilliant. He said, I'm going to do a bullfight tomorrow. And they invited all these people. Thousands were in the stands. And you're thinking, this middle-aged guy is going to do a bullfight? And he says, and I'm not going to have a cape. I'm just going to have a remote control device. So here came the bull. The crowd is yelling. He presses the transmitter. And the bull screeches to a halt and slowly walks the other way. The video's on YouTube. I've incorporated it on my website. Jose Delgado bullfight, Barcelona, Spain. I believe it was 1961. When I was teaching psychology, my very early days before we had video VCR and then all the other stuff that followed, we had 16 millimeter film. I showed that to my psychology students. They were like, whoa, mind control is possible. And at that time, I was cautious. I said, under certain conditions. Well, Jose Delgado went to work at Yale. They brought him over on a fellowship and they said, we want you to continue your research and again, teach some classes, particularly like to our professors that don't know what the heck you're talking about. And so he worked with reversing epilepsy, eating disorders. He made progress in autism. This is before autism exploded. Used to be one in what, 30,000 births, and Now it's one in 65 or 66 verse. And he was working on that. He had amazing results. He did that work for 4 years. It's published. If you go like to Psychlit, and any of you have done graduate work or PhD work in psychology, Psychlit is like the library for all psychology research. And if you can get into Psychlit, you can pull up those studies by Jose Delgado. But in 1965, it totally went black. That was the last he published any research. Reason why, and I'm going to bring this full circle now. Jose went to work at SRI. Have you ever heard of that? Oh, it's where they've done things like remote viewing, ESP research. SRI stands for Stanford Research Institute, on the property of Stanford University, but not owned by Stanford University, owned by a third-party shell corporation controlled by the CIA. They ran SRI. Now, some of you have heard of this, but you may not know about the Jose Delgado part. He took his ability to use frequency to manipulate the brain and went to work for the CIA. Knowing what I just told you, and this is all verifiable because in 2011, Jose retired. He came out and he talked a little bit about, yeah, we could manipulate things, and there's things I can't talk about, and some of the things I don't think we should have been doing. He died the same year, but that stuff is on the record because I reported on it and I played his video clip, which I think is on YouTube. And Jose was an amazing pioneer, but I don't trust the CIA any farther than I can throw them, given their history. So what did they do? Is it a really big leap to go from Jose Delgado to SRI, controlled by CIA, into the work I'm talking here with DARPA that can implant thoughts, motivations, and so forth? Is that such a stretch? No, it's not. And the patents are now out there. Hence my need to do a real technical expertise. Now, I'll tell you what, if you don't have at least an undergraduate degree in biopsychology, you will have a hard time following what I'm going to present because it's going to be highly technical. Some of you, if you have general degree or no degree at all, you know about neurotransmitters. You've heard about them. Dopamine's your happy chemical, serotonin, sex, love, aggression. Da, da, da. You know this stuff, okay? But the technical parts I'm going to get into, about interface of brain parts and electrical stimulation and the research on that. It's pretty complex, but I'm going to do it and it's going to be open to the public. I just don't know how many people are going to understand it because I'm going to stay on a technical level. Here, what I am telling you is, can your behavior be affected? Let me explain it this way. You don't have to say, well, trust me. Or go, the research is out there, and I'm going to do this in a technical explanation. Okay, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Listen to the music that's played when two teams are warming up to play a basketball game. What's the effect it has on the crowd? What effect does it have on the players? And I know that having been a former player and a former coach, it energizes you. It brings you up to a supercharged level where the next step is physical aggression and movement. You're excited. Now you're watching a scary movie and you hear the music, dun, or like Jaws, dun, 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 dun. And you go, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? And now you have cortisol release. You have a fear-based reaction. Your fight or flight mechanism is on the edge of being activated. For some people, it is. And all you did was sit there and experience a change in vibrational frequencies with different notes and different energy levels that could produce excitement to action, happiness, or dreaded fear. And that's just our sports entertainment experience. Imagine what they can do when they experiment on what frequency does what. Well, we have that information too. That's now publicly available through these patents. What do you think? I'm really interested to know your comment. And I hope that you'll sign up and subscribe to us. We're all over the map on what we do. I do things that I think are interesting for people that they will benefit from knowing. And then I do things that I think that you absolutely need to know in geopolitics, and then stuff that's fun to know. This kind of fits all of those domains. Now, here's what you're going to chastise me for. Is there anything that you can do to block these effects other than wearing your tinfoil hat? Okay, now I'm being a little facetious. Yes, there is. There's research out there on the power of prayer. Now, all we have is trend curve from the research because not enough has been funded to give us what we call a level of significance, where if you did the research over and over again, you're going to get P equals less than 0.05. Your level of significance means that your research is going to repeat itself over 95% of the time with a high level of confidence. Okay. So we don't have the high level of confidence, but we have research trend. The power of prayer changes brain frequency. In fact, they've done medical studies with this. Pray for this group, same condition, same prognosis. Pray for another group, first name, medical condition in each case. Don't pray for the second group, pray for the first group. This is your control group, this is your experimental group, and the experimental group's survival rates are sometimes double, triple, and 10 times the control group. Brain can be entrained, and that's actually a phrase, brain entrainment. Brain can be entrained. Brain can affect your body's physiology. We know this, just basic meditation. Calm down. So you take a high blood pressure person, 150 over 90, get them to meditate for a month. It's not unusual to find now they're 130 over 80. Common. Common. Changing your brain frequency based on activity level and focus. This is a new wave of science. I've told you, the future of medical intervention is frequency based. Right? Frequency based. And now we're seeing how it can be misused by devious people. The term Manchurian candidate, does it come to mind? It should. This has been my presentation of the Body Snatchers, Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. I want to remind everybody about three things. Number one, got a great TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv, making a whole bunch of entries today in this. And our most popular series is turning out to be Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight, a little deviation from the geopolitics, although we have that on the site as well as the interviews. And we explore really interesting things. People say, Dave, it's kind of like Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, Art Bell rolled into one, but more scientific. Yeah, we want to be more scientific. And we do hold people's feet to the fire in terms of establishing truth. But people love the show. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Excuse me, thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's dot TV to sign up today. Also, we got a great newsletter. And great because it's convenient. And 50,000 people plus signed up for it. So they can get one-stop shopping. If everything we do in the previous 24 hours shows up in exact form that we put it out in, and it'll come to your email. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com and go to the newsletter link upper right-hand corner, put in your email, and you'll get yours the same day. Pretty cool stuff. And then we really appreciate you supporting us on Patreon. Every little bit helps. We're planning to travel to some conferences, and we need to defray expenses. Oh, yeah, we are going to go to some conferences this summer for groundbreaking reports that I don't think you can do remotely as effectively. So thanks for supporting us on Patreon. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold can protect your retirement, and you cannot afford to start over, and the banks can take it. Dodd-Frank 2010. Look it up. I'm going to say it every day until this is known by everyone who deposits money in the bank. Your savings account is at risk as well. Noble Gold can take care of all of that for you. In addition, gold and silver are the best investments out there right now. Gold is setting records, and there's no end in sight because Trump isn't going to straighten out the dollar for at least 6 months. And I think it could be a little longer. And right then, the gold volatility factor is going to just skyrocket. It's over 3,300 now. It's going to 4,500. Some people say over 5,000. Jump on board all this right now. Find out more. You can go to davehodgesgold.com, put in your email. I'll send you a free information packet electronically, and it'll have Noble Gold's number on it. Or if you just want to talk to Noble Gold and you won't be pressured to close any deal because they don't act that way. That's they're trained to be just the opposite. In fact, the first time I did a deal, I was shocked. I had to close my own deal. Literally. Literally. So you'll get no pressure, just answers to your questions. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Okay, I'm going to talk about something that some people are going to consider to be controversial. They're not. It's not controversial. We have had a nuclear war on this planet with chemical breakdowns of what's been found in various deserts. I'll get to that in a second. And the chemical compounds are consistent with nuclear war. The chemicals, okay, encased in the ground in India, Libya, in near South Africa. Those are three that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's more. The desert is glass, but the glass has compositions that link right back to a nuclear explosion. Pretty interesting. When was this war fought? It wasn't fought in modern history, which goes back 6,000 years. And by the way, I'm sorry if you're one of those people that believes the earth is only 6,000 years old and we can prove it through the lineage in the Bible. I don't think you can. And we have evidence that predates the 6,000. It's called pre-Adamic. And it doesn't lessen my faith in Jesus Christ at all. Okay. To me, the only thing that matters is we're the prophets, Jesus, redemption, forgiveness, and grace, and the disciples going forward, and predictions about our future. That's what matters to me in the Bible. And then, of course, the guide for living. And so forth and so on, what it means to be a Christian. And I'm not going to get into a theological debate. I'm just telling you, the evidence is what the evidence is. And when we have these repeated findings around the world that show an after effect of a nuclear explosion where there should be nothing but sand, and there's sand all around it, and then here's this massive glass, and it has elements of nuclear explosions, what are you supposed to think? And then I've mentioned this before, but I think it's time that we tie this in. We have the mythical, and I put that in quotes because I don't think it's mythical, Lemurians, people from Atlantis, and the legends of many Native American tribes, the Chinese, the Indians, and the Aravaic. They'll tell the same story. We even get these legends out of places like Peru, where they all have the flood, but they also have this story. Horrible weapons, and the descriptions are nuclear war. They don't call it nuclear war, but the descriptions are consistent. And in these legends, the tectonic plates of the earth are moved, collide, calamity, and most of both civilizations that fought each other, Atlantis and Lemuria, they disappear and the survivors rebuild. And this is why you find anachronisms. Scientific developments that are out of place for the basic culture that's there. For example, with the Incas, they had advanced knowledge of brain surgery. Unfortunately, they didn't use it for human good. They used it for their sacrificial purposes. But the cuts and the way they severed skulls and what's been discovered, pretty darn interesting that they were above that. So we've had nuclear war on the planet before, and this is why we need to really look at our folklore and the legends and look for correlations between various civilizations and how they tell us the same story. No one debates the flood. I find that interesting. The flood's in basically every ancient folklore that there is, and no one debates that because we know it's true. This is also true, and I think it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And then we'll go really weird for a second here, but I don't think it's weird. It's scientific. Dr. Brandenburg of Harvard, in fact, MSN ran this on their site, oh, I want to say a month, 6 weeks ago. And he did a chemical analysis of reports from NASA on the Martian atmosphere. And he said, man, there's some funny stuff here. And I won't go into all the chemicals, but he said, what I'm finding here are things that are consistent with the aftermath of nuclear explosions. He concluded that Mars had a horrible, devastating nuclear war, and the attack came from above because of the way the chemicals were distributed in the atmosphere. He thought Mars was attacked, not inner. Let's put it this way, Lemurians versus Atlantis, okay, America versus China. It wasn't what he was describing. External versus the planet is what he described. And I remember when I first heard about this, and I talked with Tim Alberino about this on a recent interview we did that's published on our social media podcast radio networks as of yesterday. And I asked Tim about this, and Tim was well aware of it. He said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "It's compelling research, isn't it?" And I said, "Absolutely. Very compelling." I can't say 100% it's true. Remember, science deals in probabilities, doesn't prove something is true, but I think it's a high probability event. So we have it on Mars, we have it on Earth. And then you want to get into another comparison between Mars and Earth? Go look up the Cydonia region, Cydonia. And I've shown this, so I'm not going to duplicate. Cydonia, face on Mars, 45, 90 degree angles. NASA says lights and shadows. That's not the way nature works. It's more random. And it's on the same location on the planet as the Giza Plateau is. And the if their structures are not lights and shadows, they're equidistant apart on Mars as they are on Earth. And interesting, equinox solstice, they point to the constellation Orion. Of course, that could be just a coincidence. We can't say cause and effect. We don't know who built what. I asked Tim the question. I said, "Tim, but this is all interrelated." And Tim Alberino said, "Yeah, I think it is." And I said, "Well, who came first, Mars or Earth?" Yeah. I'll let you guess as to what he said. Go listen to the interview. Anyway, these discoveries of this glass, the newest one is in Libya. There was one heck of a conflict on this planet. And if you think you know everything about the past, and go to the NASDAQ lines. You ever heard of that? Go look that up. There's so much out there right now to show our history is wrong. And what's interesting is the biggest purveyor of misinformation in archaeology, in history, is the National Archives. And on the interview with Tim, we talked about this. He's worked with Mondo Gonzalez. I've interviewed Mondo a number of times. This guy's a hardcore scientist, highly intelligent, very methodical, no embellishment, sticks strictly to what he can prove. And he's researched extensively what we call the mounds from the mound builders. They predate Native Americans. I don't know if they're the Clovis people. This is being talked about now in archaeology. I'm not sure, but what I do know is he had unearthed large specimens, carcasses of very large human beings. Oh, are they humans? I'm not sure. And they were sent to the National Archives. Now, other people have tried to access that, and they said, "Well, we have the receipt, but we can't find them." And then when people pressed the point, they said, "Well, they were transferred to a place where we can't get to now because they're doing asbestos repair." And Mondo's taken other findings to the National Archive. "Nope, we don't want to hear it. Don't care." And this is a hardcore scientist. And he's not alone. I've talked to other people that work in this field. And Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, same deal, guys. Exact same deal. We know people that have submitted things and get ignored. You don't know your true history. Now, here's another deal. You got Egypt. And under the pyramids, we know now from LIDAR and radar and so forth, and satellite imaging from space, two different satellites, different companies, so there can be no collusion. They're finding what looks like a centrifuge below the pyramids. Now, centrifuge is my guess based on the description, and it's other people's guess as well. But even if it's not, we have structures below the pyramids that go very deep. Now, do you think Egypt should be interested in finding out more about this? Of course they should. If they don't have the experts in their country to do the research, invite people in, supervise them. But Zahi Hawass, the head of Egyptian archaeology, the pyramids, and so he bans people that print things that are contrary to the narrative. The Egyptians built them. Yes, they built them. Things that we can't do today, they did, despite the fact they didn't have running water or flushing toilets. Totally unbelievable. And we've done a whole series here on how we know the Egyptians did not build the pyramids. It's one thing to go put your knickknacks up there in a house, doesn't mean you built the house. And we have a whole hidden history out there right now. Now I'm going to go back in time now to the beginning of this presentation. I am very concerned there was a nuclear war on this planet. And if it did end up in basically a restart of civilization, why aren't we exploring the history that seems to have survived, the maps that survive, that show Lemuria, the continent of Mu, Atlantis? In fact, people in the Caribbean call themselves descendants of people from Atlantis. Why aren't we exploring this to look for what happened? Because if we don't want it to happen to us, it would be in our best interest to find out what happened to them. So maybe we could take preventative measures, like not letting certain groups promote war and supply both sides with weapons or loan money to both sides so they can keep fighting. Maybe we should be looking at supporting a power base that's committed to peace and cooperation and the full disclosure of technology to improve mankind's standing and their standard of living, including enough food, water, shelter, and so forth. This is where we should be going with this. Instead, we have groups like the National Archives that, if it violates anything that we are promoting about historical relevance, archaeological accuracy, if it violates any of it, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They want nothing to do with that. And that has to change. And with all of the truthful revelations coming out from DOGE and the misuse, fraud, waste, and abuse of our taxpayer money and how we've suffered from it, I would hope at some point in time, Trump will turn that spirit of DOGE on the National Archives and we start getting real accountability. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
You know, I really do, really, really do want peace. But we better be preparing for war. China is a wounded, cornered animal, and they're preparing to lash out. Why else would Trump and Hegseth send thousands of Marines and armored vehicles and naval ships to the South China Sea area? They're surrounding China. That's why we're back in the air base in Afghanistan, because it's an hour from the Chinese nuclear weapons. I pray for peace. I just want to keep living my life as long as the Lord sees fit to keep me here. And I don't want to see people die unnecessarily like they are in Ukraine. It's the war that's lost its meaning. It's going to end in a partial Russian victory, but mostly a stalemate. And then they can negotiate how they're going to deal with things going forward. Ukraine has the potential to come out bigger and better than they were with Trump's plan. These are things I hope for, and these are things we're going to cover today. But first, today, I want to talk about military readiness and the plot against Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump. We're going to really narrow this down and make it very simple and very concise so you in the public who may not have the time to devote to do a lot of research and to depend on people to tell you the truth, we're going to give it to you straight and we're going to give it to you as factual as we understand it. Because all of us, you and me and everybody else, we want peace and we want a strong America so we can't be messed with. Anyone disagree? Even you people on the far left should not be disagreeing with this if you believe in self-preservation. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by our friends at Noble Gold. You can see I've accumulated a pretty standing list of six reasons to be associated with Noble Gold. The biggest one is protecting your retirement, particularly if you're over the age of 40, 45. You really can't start over. And if the banks fail under Dodd-Frank, they can keep anything attached to the bank because you've been declared to be in second place as an unsecured creditor. And you can look it up.
Hey, look, I've got a former athlete that played basketball and football for me years ago. He's the president of a very large chain of banks. He's an ethical man. He's an intelligent person. Another friend of mine, one of his former teammates as well, we asked him a direct question. Dodd-Frank 2010. We're not supposed to talk about that. It's the only answer we got. I've asked tellers. Most of them haven't heard of it. Well, occasionally they'll go, "We've been instructed not to discuss this." That was in my own banking branch. They can take it. The second compelling reason right now to be with Noble Gold is because of the fact that gold is the number one investment. It's up over 48%. I think it's probably closer to 50 now. But over a year ago, no, I mean, gold has just exploded, and so is silver. And Noble Gold has buybacks when you make profits. It's one-stop shopping. It's really, really good. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you there's no guarantees. Of course not. There's no guarantees in anything. And past performance can't be construed with future expectation. I agree, but confidence building does come from past expectation. I've been a customer of Noble Gold, not an advertiser, a customer. Multiple deals, 7.5 years going on 8. Speaks to my confidence, doesn't it? I think you'd be well advised in these turbulent economic times to take a look into this, to protect your nest egg and also expand your portfolio. Now, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, God bless you. I hope the Lord smiles on you with good fortune. Buy food. But if you have any discretionary income or you have a retirement to protect that's in the bank, you better call Noble Gold. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. The most unaggressive sales staff I have ever experienced. You literally have to close your own deal. That's how they're trained. You'll be completely comfortable. They'll put you completely at ease, and they're going to protect you. All right, we have a huge story here. First, I'm going to address the signal leaks. No one is dumb enough. You wouldn't be if you understood the process, and some of you do. I wouldn't be dumb enough on my worst, sleepiest, foggy-headed day to ever put a battle plan on signal. Ever. Ever. I would never do that. Neither would you. Well, how did it happen? Not once, but twice. And oh, by the way, I send out memos in my business. And unless it's financial related, because that's what my wife does for our business, she handles the finances. But unless it's financially related and pertinent to what she would need to be doing, I don't copy her on anything. She doesn't need to be bothered. Quite frankly, she doesn't want to be. Why would Hegseth's wife be on distribution lists? Because people are stupidly trying to frame him. And that was stupid. When I heard his wife was on there, I go, man, if this isn't a setup, I don't know what is. But we have other confirming data. And I got to tell you, the Trump administration is doing the right thing. I stand behind Hegseth, says Donald Trump, and they're done with it. And they should be. No one puts their war plans on an internet server like this. Nobody. Do you remember the big deal when Barack Obama was going to be sworn in and he was bemoaning the fact he would have to give up his BlackBerry? Do you remember that? He thought that was a terrible thing. He goes, "I don't know why I can't keep my BlackBerry." Because, Mr. President, you're going to have communications that can be hacked quite easily. Because cell phones are designed to be surveilled and hacked. That's when we first learned about how vulnerable our cell phones were. That was 17 years ago. This is unbelievable. Now, there's another piece of confirming data that shows that they want Hegseth gone because he's getting the woke out of the military and the strong back in. And you got to remember, in life, you don't get points in warfare who fields the fairest army. It's kill or be killed. It's a deadly pursuit, and you want your best of the best to be there. Now, here's your final giveaway that this is all a setup. Hegseth's staff, some of them, were unceremoniously escorted from the Pentagon. Get your crap. You got 5 minutes for watching everything you're doing, and get the hell out of here and don't come back. They're the ones responsible. these incidences happening in close proximity, because somebody else, first of all, they're so close to being appointed to their jobs, there'd be no reason for them to move on to something else, right? Not unless they had a cataclysmic health concern that just magically came up. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Leaker, you have stage 4 cancer. You probably have less than a month to live. That might cause an early exit, but that's about it. And these people unceremoniously booted from the Pentagon. Those are the leakers. This was a false flag operation. Definitely false flag. Designed to make Hegseth look so incompetent, Trump has to go through the ordeal of getting another person confirmed. And they're hoping they'll get someone more to the left of center. Hegseth is kicking butt and taking names, and he's not doing anything different than what Obama did in his term, where he purged nearly 400 senior command officers who had the wrong political views. They voted for his opponent. They stand with the Constitution. And those people were gone for no other reason. The purge going on with the military is purging people who aren't on America's side, who don't want the strongest army. That's Hegseth's purge. And it's the one we want. Well, if you're at all not suicidal and yourself into self-preservation, you want a strong military that will kick butt and take names. This is all a big setup. And you know what's interesting is the day after the first one, I saw something in the Washington Post. Hegseth's in trouble. Trump is trying to move on from him. Another lie in the mainstream media. Another piece of propaganda. Okay, now let me step back and take a 30,000-foot view. Okay, first of all, I know these weren't real war plans, so I don't feel threatened. I don't feel our lives are in danger, but I will tell you where lives were in danger. When General Milley, Biden's darling in the Pentagon, he said, if we were going to attack China, I'd have to notify my counterpart in China. How many American lives would that have cost? That concerned me. And if Hegseth was saying the same thing, he needs to be shown the door. But he's not saying the same thing. And I can't believe Milley has not been called back in to the military to active duty and prosecuted for that statement and that intention. One, it's an expression of insubordination. Who gave you permission to talk to China? And he did it on his own. Yes, he had separate conversations. Those are actionable offenses for insubordination. And it's funny, you don't hear the mainstream media talking about this. You have them talking about a contrived incident that was a nothing burger. I mean, a nothing burger. And what's the latest thing they're saying? Oh, it was actions of war with the Panama Canal. Do you understand? First of all, those discussions are held in the Situation Room. I mean, why don't we just put it on Facebook? I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's the equivalent of going to Facebook. They would have had a Situation Room where all electronic signals are blocked. It can't be surveilled. And the frank discussions are had. And everything pertaining to that meeting following up would be encrypted to the highest order. Now, hell, I know this, and they expect us to believe this phony baloney story where there was no encryption, no reference to a previous meeting in the Situation Room. You know, right there, this is fake. Now, some of you aren't familiar with intelligence policies. I grew up in that environment. And secondly, I'm going to tell you, as a matter of fact, that in the course of my work in what I do, I have learned about the protocols. I know which intelligence not to touch. I don't want the, you're the next Julian Assange. Come with us. There's things you cannot touch that you may be aware of. This is so ridiculous, people. And I see all along here, everyone's turning on Trump and you believe the polls. Let me address that just for a second before we close. I covered this a lot in past campaigns for political office. All a pollster has to do to tilt is to interview more from one side than another, or word the question in a non-neutral fashion, where you entrap the person to make a choice on what they say, as opposed to an honest expression. Does the sun come up in the east? Yes or no? Well, barring a galactic catastrophe, the answer is yes. But then there are other questions that aren't as clear. Should we go to war with Iran? That's not as clear. That's conditional. And I can word questions in there designed to get the answers that I want. Now, let me back up. In my academic behavior, I spent over 4 years as part of my course load teaching students how to do their dissertation with proper research techniques. Part of it was, if you ever do public opinion polling, this is how it's done. I understand the process, right side up, upside down, left from the right, right from the left. I am an expert in this area because I taught it at a high level. And I can tell you, most of the polls that you see, number one, are statistically insignificant. You say, how do you know that? Because if they don't publish it, it's not real. So you can't even consider what they say. The second thing is the selection of the N, that means the total number of participants, is skewed to one area or the other. Pre-questioning does this. If you really want to know someone's opinion, you go geographically, you can even do it by zip code, and you can ask questions from the distribution rate. In other words, if you have 60% Democrats, 5% independents, and 35% Republicans, then your poll should reflect that. Also, too, income and matching income stratification is a requirement. Ethnic and racial considerations, along with religious considerations, can enter into a question. Don't always have to, but they can. And you need to be mindful of what those could be, because the failure to consider those variables could very much skew the results. And then when you have everything computerized, there are programs that'll do this for you. You could say, if we eliminated the racial consideration for our respondents, what would the results have been if we had done X versus Y? And you can get a different picture. And any responsible pollster would do that to try to check on the validity of what they were claiming. Okay, now a little more than I really had planned on saying, but I want you to understand, for the most part, these polls mean nothing. Oh, Hillary Clinton's going to win by 12 to 13 points, slam dunk, no way out, 3 days before the election. Do I need to say any more? I don't think so. Let's go back to the starting point. I want a strong military. So does Pete Hegseth. He's taking those steps. And there are people who have other affiliations that are more important to them than America that don't want a strong America. And they're actively working against Hegseth in a very unbelievable false flag operation. It's just, I mean, the whole thing is unbelievable. But the media is hoping you're so stupid that you won't figure out how unbelievable it is. And you'll think, oh, the guy is just an incompetent boob, and look what a warmonger he is. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'd encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. One-stop shopping. It's really cool because everything we do in the previous 24 hours ends up in an email from our newsletter that can go to you once a day. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, and put in your email, and you'll get the update every single day. One-stop shopping. It's convenient. Over 50,000 people appreciate that. You will too. Sign up today. We'll see you back here again next time. And don't believe all the garbage that you read in the mainstream media. In fact, I would say stay away from it. I've got to do it because it's my job, and many times I have to go take a shower afterwards. Read between the lines.